Good evening. Tonight, we bring you that exclusive interview that Tricia did yesterday with a suspected terror suspect, Chris Cornell.
You know, this is really odd. We found it very odd, but he called us 3 times on Wednesday evening, the third time of which, if you're watching the 10 o'clock news, I kind of disappeared in the middle of the show because he has a phone in his room and he wanted to get his story out.
Yeah, his words are chilling. In fact, they're words no one wants to hear, but the truth is we all need to. And that's why we fought a court battle to bring them to you.
Tri-State terror suspect Chris Cornell, who goes by his Muslim name, Raheel Maroos Ubaida, talked exclusively to me, revealing his plan to attack our president, our capital, and our embassy, and referred to you and me as potential collateral damage. But that's not all. In an hour-long conversation, he talked about other possible terror cells in the U.S. and here in Ohio and what motivates him. Now, we want to show you what the feds want to see and what his attorneys don't want you to see. We also want to warn you, some of this is disturbing.
The event in which I planned on Tuesday, September the 20th in Washington, D.C. would have been a great attack against America. Even with my capture, its repercussions will not stop. Although it would have been a major attack against America, the events that will follow are dangerous and more enormous. Than with the Islamic State, I have connections with many brothers over there. We've been corresponding for quite some time now, actually. The FBI finally caught on these past years.
Was it their idea for you to plant pipe bombs at the Capitol and have people running outside to shoot them?
It was a mix of both of our ideas.
When did you first come in contact with them?
I don't want to say that in specific either.
You have to give me some insight on how somebody would go about contacting someone. How would I do that? How did you do that? Do you do that through, YouTube videos?
Through encrypted messaging.
Were you to carry out this plan to wage jihad in America?
I'm very dedicated. Like I said, I'm a Muslim. I'm with the Islamic State.
If you weren't...
I'm so dedicated that I risked my life. You know, that should say a whole lot.
If you weren't arrested that day when you were at a gun store buying 2 guns and 600 rounds of ammunition, what would you have done?
What have I done? I would have took my gun. I would have put it to Obama's head. I would have pulled the trigger. Then I would unleash more bullets on the Senate. In the House of Representative members, then I would attack the Israeli embassy and various other buildings full of kuffar and want to wage war against those Muslims.
Can you give me an idea of other things that you would write on encrypted messages?
Talking about how we should wage jihad in America. We should form our own groups in alliance with the Islamic State. When I say groups, I mean, what would you call sleeper cells?
Are you trying to bring this upon yourself so that it... awakens the sleeper cell, so to speak?
I don't know. You might have to stick around and watch, You never know what's going to happen.
I want to hear what you think is coming.
What I think is coming? Many things. There will be indeed many, many attacks. There will be, like I said, we'll raise the banner of Tawhid over the Capitol,
So
I'm not going to give away too much.
Were you up until January in contact with people overseas?
I won't give you that information.
How many?
I will tell you I'm in contact with many.
How organized is the Islamic State?
But the thing is, we are indeed here in America. We're in each and every state. We're here in Ohio. We're in every state. We're more organized than you think.
How strong are you in Ohio?
You'll just have to wait and watch.
Well, give me an idea.
We're pretty strong, yes. In every state, like I said, we're in Texas, we're in Ohio, we're in New York City, we're in Washington, D.C. We're in every single state you can name just about.
How come no one else in Ohio has stepped up like you in being so vocal and trying to carry out their plan?
Because we are waiting.
For what?
We're waiting for the perfect moment, so to see.
I'm one of those Americans. And I'm trying to understand. And what would you say to these Americans? I mean, there's a lot of, innocent people here. Don't you believe that, I'm an innocent person? Your father, your family, they're innocent people. And do you want to bring them down as well?
Understand, we don't kill innocent people. We kill those who fight us.
Planting pipe bombs at the Capitol to get people to run out so that you could pick them off with your 600 rounds of ammo, right?
Okay.
But how those people, some of which were innocent employees, somebody that works in a Capitol building, they're not passing laws, they're not picking up a gun, so therefore it's a job.
They're sending people out with guns, aren't they?
Well, not the person that's answering the phone, not the receptionist that's going to get, you know, panicked because pipe bombs are going out and she's going to be running across the...
Like America says, there's collateral damage, you know. It happens. It's inevitable. But that's not who I was targeting. Like I said, I was targeting President Obama, the Senate, and the House of Representative members. What the media also failed to mention was the planned attack against Israel, planning on attacking the Israeli embassy, two buildings with Congress member offices, and U.S. Army places as well. Many places they failed to also mention.
With the intent to do what? To kill people inside?
Yes, indeed. Yes, yes.
Are you one of those people, though, that would, if asked upon, to behead an American? Is that something you would do?
Yes, I would. Yes, if that was, you know, needed to be done, I would.
Would you do anything the Islamic State asked you to do?
Yes, I would. If it was something, you know, that had to be done, yes, I would.